Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast, brought to you by Nintendo Freak and Freaky Productions. Hey, how's it going, people? Hey, the Nintendo Freak is finally back after a small hiatus and partial issue with Mevio. Yeah, it's a funny thing with Mevio is that, I seriously thought there was something wrong with my account. And so I emailed not once, but twice into Mevio to try and get my account fixed, because my feed wasn't working. I couldn't view my previous episodes. And, thank goodness I actually subscribed to my own feed, because otherwise I wouldn't have gotten those episodes back. Maybe. Anywho. But, yeah. I couldn't get to my old episodes and stuff, and I couldn't add new episodes because it was always going 404. I can't figure out why. And so, let me explain a little bit. I sent the first email like 1 week, and then 2 weeks later, I sent another one. And then, 2 weeks to 3 weeks later, which is like today or yesterday, I decided to try and create another account. And, the bullshit is that I have to submit one of my best podcasts in order to get a podcast on Mevio. What the F? Really? I was on Mevio for the longest time. And they do this shit? Yeah, I thought I was safe with a free account, I thought, I don't really have to do anything with a free account, as long as I upload, And then this bullshit happens. It's ridiculous. Now, the first time that I had problems with Mevio, I was looking up, free podcast hosting, because I can't really afford to pay for a feed and place for storage. One, because taxes, and two, because of, I don't have much money right now. I'm trying to save up my money. Well, best I can, I should say. But no, let's just say my taxes were up in the thousands. No, not for me to get, for me to pay. And that's just from the unemployment and one other thing, but I'm not going to say. But yeah, I had to really squander three paychecks, not pay rent, because my dad's actually says I was actually 4 weeks ahead in rent. I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's great. So that gave me a little padding where I could build up the money fast, And then I made the mistake of using my debit card one weekend with my sweetheart, and I didn't put two and two together that I was supposed to save that money, and then it was like the day before the deadline, and I ended up cashing a savings bond, even though my sweetie asked me not to, and asked me to turn to her for help. I mean, she had already borrowed me, freaking 120 $120, you know. You know I spent the beginning of that $120 on? A Three Stooges Collector's Edition. Yeah. Because, I saw that in Target. I'm geeking out. I'm like, oh, I want that. I want it. I started acting like a little kid. Oh, my God. I had to have it. Because, you know, Three Stooges kick ass. And, later on, as I looked at that collection, it's a combination of two collections. One of them that I already have. I already have the 75th anniversary collection, which has, that's a 3-disc pack, and then there's a 4-disc pack of ones I don't have. Well, I felt kind of, like sort of an idiot, a little bit. And it's kind of hard to give away the other ones because the other ones have a tin that actually makes noise when you push a button for Three Stooges. But anywho, I had to cash one of my savings bonds, so I actually had to look up how to do it. Try and find out where it would get cashed, you know, and because I've never done it before, you know. It's a little easier process than checks, maybe, because you can go straight up to the teller and they will, they'll help you. One, because you have to sign it while you're there. Which, yeah, okay. Yeah. And then, okay, it's not easier signing checks because I had to actually fill out a form or two, you know, and sign it. I'm like, really? For reals? I mean, even though I had a bank account at that bank. Really? But yeah, eventually I did get to pay my taxes, you know. And I finally got to relax. And then, like, the first paycheck I got, I gave $100 to my dad. And then, for part of rent. And, I went a little crazy with my paycheck. Because one, I had to pay my girlfriend back, and I paid her with interest. Now, even though it's just a week, you know, I still paid interest on it. Because I felt better paying interest on it. Not to mention, I also had my girlfriend buy me a whole bunch of movies at Walmart just so I could pay her back. But, you know, it was so I could save myself a little bit of cash because she kind of works there. But, I can't remember all I bought. I definitely bought the Muppets with a bunch of finger Muppets. It comes with finger Muppets. Muppets you put on your finger and go, "Hey, how you doing?" And I also think that weekend, I believe, if I remember correctly, we also went to Half Price Books and I got some more movies there, and maybe a book or two. And then we went to Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, dude. Chuck E. Cheese is awesome. Yeah. All my presents had came for Darren. Oh, fudge. I have to go through and bleep that out because I'm not sure. Anywho, my girlfriend's nephew's birthday was being celebrated on Sunday. In which, we went to Chuck E. Cheese. I bought him a Gears of War fleece. And, frankly, for a greedy reason, so he could, not use the one I got from my girlfriend, which is Ahmed the Dead Terrorist fleece. So I kind of got him something that he liked better. Which, by the way, he loved the blanket. He did. He loved it completely. You know, he completely adores it. And then I got him some ammo for it, automatic ammo for his Nerf guns. And I got him a little retractable knife. Toy knife, you know. Which keeps breaking because of how cheap it is. That reminds me, if I ever get a chance to, I gotta try and fix that again. Which I hear is broke again. Anywho. But let's see. What else? Work last week was actually pretty easy. I mean, we didn't really have all that many people to do, you know, for our refresh. And then at the after party on Friday, I started grabbing, you know, little by little things. You know, like peanuts and sour Skittles and chocolate and a couple bags of popcorn, you know. Just little stuff, you know. Just because that's how my mom raised me, you know. That's how I was raised, to take anything I can for free, you know. And a couple bottles of soda and I suppose it's my confessional. Wow, I don't know where I'm getting all this energy, but yeah, I know, I sound really excited. Yeah. Every day I'm shuffling. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. Where was I? Oh, yeah, work. And, yeah, so there's like four left in this basket, you know. And even the gal that we were helping her fix her little issues or preferences or whatever, or trying to help her with, she was like, "Yeah, just take the whole basket. Come on." I'm like, okay. Well, I slipped it in the top compartment of my cooler. And, yeah, later on, I trail the top of it to my boss that I've been working with since, the beginning of all of this. And he's like, "Holy crap, dude, I felt bad about grabbing a little penis, but damn, you're a little thief." I'm like, "Yep." I explained to him, that's how my mom raised me, you know. And he's like, show this guy. Okay. The other guy's like, "Holy crap, what the fuck?" Oh, come on. The guy won't let me over. Okay. Sorry. Let's focus on the road for a second here. Anywho. But yeah, he's like, "Holy shit, god damn, what the fuck?" I'm like, "I'm not gonna eat it all." And I pulled out a couple things up. of peanuts and gave them to the guy that images all the computers, you know. Make sure all the programs and stuff on it. And like towards the end, I ended up tossing him a couple more. I was like, I'm not gonna eat all this. By then, you know, I still had a whole bunch of different varieties of Planters peanuts. I had the salted, I had the trail mix, I had the honey roasted. I had a couple bags of, what was I trying to call it? Chocolate covered pretzels, white chocolate, popcorn, bag of Cheetos, which I actually bought. Just a whole bunch of stuff, you know. Sour Skittle. But yeah, you know, just little stuff like that. Jamming it little by little. Just because I can. So yeah, let's see, what should I go back to? Let's go back to Chuck E. Cheese. So yeah, I already explained to you what I got for them. And I put it all in a United States Post Office box, you know, that the blanket came in, you know, because it was just convenient. Taped that up. I actually drew on it. I mean, I thought, hey, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Afterwards, that after I was done, I mean, even the artist, which is my girlfriend's niece, said it was pretty cool. I even asked her for help, you know, and stuff, because I'm no artist. I can't really draw very well, but I try. I do. And she's there trying to offer me confidence booster, you know. But yeah, anyways. So yeah, we finally get to the pâté. Which, last time I tried to go into a Chuck E. Cheese, they kicked me out because, well, I didn't have a kid with me. I mean, isn't that some shit, you know? It's like going to the party without an ID, but without a younger person. So, yeah, whatever. This was when I was like 14. Because it's an arcade, you know? You want to play at the arcade. But yeah, I mean, they had so many different games at this Chuck E. Cheese. We went to the one in Burfield. They had games like Pop the Balloon, which there's a dial that's spinning, and you're supposed to hit it on different spots to make it add air. You hit it on the red spot, it makes double air. And then you hit it on the yellow spot, which, like I did a couple times, it does instant pop, which it will go through and literally inflate this balloon until it pops. And it's loud. And of course, they got the pusher machines where you drop a coin and the slider bar is supposed to pop a coin out and give you tickets for that. You know, which is pretty cool. It's pretty fun. And then they had Operation as a vending game, but you know, as a crane game, you know. Not so much to get toys or stuff, but to actually do the operation, you know. It's a big, huge operation board. And a crane you had to navigate through, you know. Which is pretty interesting. I'm like, F that. Yeah, Guitar Hero, they got this one version of Wheel of Fortune, I think. Then they got ones where you have to stop the light that's going up and down on the little space provided or something like that. Skee ball, they got a football toss, you know, which I gotta admit it was pretty fun. You know, I'm not a football guy, but that was pretty fun. And it was just a whole bunch of different games and stuff, you know. And once we ran out of tokens, I actually went to the machine and put my credit card in. Or put my debit card in, I should say, and bought $30 worth of tokens, which is like 160. Yeah, I bought 160 tokens. Yeah, which I gave a little bit to my girlfriend's niece and nephew, you know. Yeah, it's his birthday, you know. Gave him a good chunk of that. Gave her a good size handful. And I went to go play on my own a little bit, you know, and then play with my girlfriend when she came along, you know. Just having fun, you know. It's nice to just have fun, you know, these days. Yeah. Then, like, after I was getting hooked on this one Egyptian coin pusher game with, my girlfriend's niece. I gave her $20 bill, which I was gonna save for something else, but five minutes, I can't remember what. So I had her put that in the machine, and we just put those coins down the middle, and just started earning tickets after tickets after tickets. I want to say my grand total with the tickets I forgot to put in the counter was about 910. That includes the little bit that my sweetie gave me, you know, for tickets. And then I gave my points to her nephew because, well, it's his birthday, and two, you know, I'm not going to want any prizes, you know, stuff. So. So, yeah, you got lots of little things, you know, slime, and, I'm sorry, fart putty, and, you got this chicken, this weird little chicken. You squeeze it, and this clear round ball pokes out of the chicken's butt, and you look up on the little round ball, and there's a deviled egg floating in it. They're like, ew. Yeah, I forgot what else he got during that, but yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. I will admit they have a little bit better prizes than they did when I was a kid. So, I mean, I'll be the first to admit that, you know. And we actually had pizza there too. And pizza wasn't actually that bad, you know. I was surprised on how not cheap the pizza was, you know. And tasting, I should say. I don't know how expensive the pizza was, because my sweetie was paying for that. And, yeah, and then it, before I get to tell you about the opening presents, yeah, the the band of I suppose you would call it animatronics of Chucky and all that was just made into one, and then a video that plays over and over and over again, including them playing Party Rock Anthem over and over and over again. And see, even though I watched that, I'm like, yeah, that's my jams. I love it. And, yeah, and in the distance you could see, what they call, you know those tubes that you see on like game shows where they have money floating around the person in an air chamber, you know, and they have to catch as much money as they can. And this, yeah, they have the same thing for tickets. Probably for a birthday boy, though. But I thought that was pretty interesting, though. And, I had a real good time. And they came down to opening presents, you know. And they're in open mind first. You know, I pre-cut a couple slits on the tape because I wasn't sure if you'd be able to get it open or not. And, he liked it so much that he gave me a hug, which is very uncharacteristic for Darren, for my girlfriend's nephew. I hope I remember to cut this out. And, it took me completely by surprise, you know. It turns out that my girlfriend's niece had told him to do it, you know. But yeah, he was very excited, you know, and stuff. And he got another present from my girlfriend's cousin and her husband. I don't even remember what they got him. I don't. It was an RC car or something. But anywho, he liked what I got him. Gosh, you know, I never thought I'd be excited about making a kid happy. You know, because normally I wasn't planning on having. Chilling on my own, but let me make a long story short. My girlfriend actually takes care of her niece and nephew. You know, she kind of sort of, well, she raises them, you know. She raised them for the most part, you know. More the niece than the nephew, but that's another story. And, I've grown quite attached to both of them, you know. And it's a neat feeling, you know. It's because they make me feel so welcome and loved over in that place, you know. It's indescribable. You know, it's like how you describe how you feel, you know. It's I have no idea what it feels like to be an uncle, but you know, just being with those kids, I kind of feel like a dad, you know. And yeah, my sweetheart says, you know, you don't have to share the responsibility, really, you don't. You know, I'm like, oh, but I want to, you know. Want to relieve the stress on her, because, you know, the nephew and niece can be stinkers sometimes, but, you know, it's part of kids growing up, you know. Yeah, I want to be there to help the kids. It actually feels great to help them. I encourage them. And try and put them on the right path, you know. Yeah, I don't do things like that often, but it just makes you think, you know. So yeah, we get back to like to her apartment, you know. And I give her nephew one more gift that I did not want to take two Chuck E. Cheese with me, only because I didn't want them to take it away from them. Which is that a little $2 on Amazon play knife, you know. It's a knife that actually retracts into the handle. And he thought that was like the coolest thing. You know, I felt proud that he loved everything I bought for him, you know. And that he was so excited about and stuff, and that made me happy. It really did. But yeah, it was a great weekend, you know. And yeah, and then like the very next weekend, I actually took a trip up to Madison because I looked online for who had stock of this one flavor of Life Water that's been discontinued, you know. And I found that spot on Amazon. I'm sorry, not on Amazon, on Walmart site. And then I checked availability, you know. I checked in Guanago, I checked in Milwaukee, I checked in Madison. And Madison, oh my God! Madison had it! Oh my god! So I actually dragged my sweetie along to Madison. Not only for that, but also to show her the Hy-V, which is an employee-owned grocery store out in Madison. You know, show her different beers and stuff, you know. Different beers that I can't get in Milwaukee normally, so I bought a whole bunch of those. I actually bought a whole lot less than I thought I would have. Go figure. You know, I only bought $36 worth. Normally I'm up there, I'll like spend like $50 at least. Yeah, I know, just on beer. Yeah. But yeah, this beer called 8-Bit, it's pretty good IPA. I mean, comes in a nice can that looks all pretty cool and 8-bit-ish. And yeah, about 2 4-packs. You know, just in case I actually really, really like it, you know. It tastes okay, you know, it actually tastes like an average beer, you know. I should say an average IPA, but still, the can was pretty awesome. Anywho, fuck, what was I thinking? So, oh yeah, and we got things for s'mores, you know, and that we're gonna do like right after we're done grilling. And I guess the charcoals couldn't keep lit enough, you know, I guess. So they kind of went out somewhat. Or it was too cold out to roast the marshmallows over them. Oh well. We just roast them over the oven. Fuck it. Every day I'm shuffling. Oh man, I got this song stuck in my head. Every day. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, s'mores. Yeah, we had a good time making s'mores and stuff. Excuse me, folks. I hope you're not driving when you hear me yawning. Oh, man, that's terrible. But, yeah. I'm great. I mean, like yesterday, an old friend of mine started talking to me again, so I was happy to see that. And I told her I had a new girlfriend, you know, and she said, "Ooh, tell me more." And so I told her more, and I haven't really heard a response back from her yet, because I told her about the recent death in the family, you know. Only because I have a hard time keeping things to myself, you know. I'm always just out there, you know. But yeah, shit. I don't have things to talk about because, well, yeah, I, seriously, me and my sweetie watched Hunger Games for the $5 movie on Thursday. It was a pretty good film, you know, it had pretty good, visuals and stuff, and some of the things I didn't quite care for, you know, it seemed like, and no offense if you're a drag queen or anything, you know, but I seriously think they dressed like stereotypical drag queens, you know, in there. But overall, you know, it looked pretty cool, you know, and stuff, and it's a nice idea. And then, like, yesterday, I posted on Facebook, I liked Hunger Games when it was called Thunderdome. It was kind of remind me of Mad Max Thunderdome, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Gotta get it right! But, yeah. I wish I could have a permanent co-host on here, you know. Somebody I could always just take out the podcast with and bounce stuff back on. Well, I think I'm doing all right, yeah? Yeah? Well, why don't you let me know? Thank you for listening to the Impromptu No Sense podcast. I've been your host, The Nintendo Freak, a.k.a. Richard W., if you'd like to leave me an email, you can email me at nosensepod, that's no, C-E-N-T-S, pod, at gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail at 510-47-FREAK. That number again is 510-473-725. Wow, I still remember that. Always on the web, I can be found at ncpod.net. Now, for subscribing to me, you best off just keep checking ncpod.net until my RSS feed actually shows up. Yeah, for some reason or another, right now it's not working. It's down until, I'm guessing until it's established. Like I said, Mevio was being a bitch, asking me to submit my best shows to, just to have an account there. I already had an account there. Fucking let me post. So, I said fuck it and signed up for Podomatic. So, we'll see how this works and we'll go from there. If this does work, great. Fantastic. All I have to do is submit my RSS feed to iTunes if they don't do it already, you know. Because you do search for iTunes on for No Sense Podcast and it's gone. It's not there anymore. It's a dead feed. Which I'm like, all that hard work, you know, all the stuff I put into the No Sense Podcast, and that's gone. Like I said, I'm glad I subscribed to my own podcast to test the feed. I have to. I just wish I actually listened to these afterwards, you know. It's not that I don't want to, it's just I don't have time. So much stuff to do and so little time to do it. Alright, I'm boring you guys. I'll catch you next time. But thanks for listening. Thank you guys who are the loyal listeners and have been there for a while at least, you know, and that have been on Facebook to show me support. Yeah, I hope this one actually shows show stats and stuff, too. Well, I guess we'll figure it out. Huh? It's a new system. It's a new something to get used to, you know. Main part is that I actually got my podcast up and available now. Anywho, I keep saying goodbye and I keep delaying, you know. But anyways, I'll catch you guys later. Thanks for listening.